Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The Iran War Powers Resolution nearly passed in the Republican-controlled U.S. House on Thursday. Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar told members this war of choice happened without Congress or a plan for peace.
We are already seeing thousands of civilians killed and wounded in Iran and in Lebanon. American service members lost, millions forced from their homes with nowhere to go. This is what war looks like, and it's only the beginning.
Omar said it's paramount that Congress acts when a president abuses their power. The resolution failed on a 214 to 213 vote. Minnesota's Medicaid program says a recent court ruling allows the federal government to continue withholding $260 million. These are quarterly reimbursements for the claims the state has already paid. State officials say that delay could grow into a $3.1 billion shortfall. The Department of Human Services says the money held back equals a year of health coverage for 35,000 children. Minnesota hemp growers have less than 2 weeks remaining to apply for a 2026 license. The Department of Agriculture's Katie Mutchler says the numbers are way down this year.
So far, we only have 30 licensees or applicants for a 2026 license. So we are very low, but we're probably looking at least another 20 people applying. I'm thinking it will probably be roughly around 50.
There were 84 industrial hemp growers last year and 183 in 2024. She says fewer people have been growing hemp since cannabis was legalized in Minnesota. The Senate Commerce and Consumer Protection Committee has passed a package of consumer proposals to protect Minnesotans. The comprehensive legislation is aimed at protecting access to affordable prescription drugs and strengthening protections to Minnesotans against the misuse of artificial intelligence. Highlights of the bill include enforcing pharmaceutical companies to keep medication affordable, and when it comes to AI, limiting use in medical decisions and ban chatbots for minors. The legislation now moves to the Finance Committee. Minnesota Lynx all-star forward Nafisa Collier is signing a one-year, $1.4 million Supermax contract with the team. Collier averaged a career-high 22.9 points, 7.3 rebounds, 1.6 steals, and 1.5 blocks per game last season. Coach Cheryl Reeves said, quote, coming off a historic 50-40-90 season and guiding the Lynx to the most wins in franchise history, Fee is hungry to position the Lynx for a championship run in 2026. A new study finds Minneapolis-St. Paul International is the least stressful airport in the United States. The report by Mozio looked at the 20 busiest airports in the country and ranked them based on on-time departure rates, parking costs, and commute to the city center. MSP ranked well in all three categories, and the study found 81.5% of flights at MSP leave within 15 minutes of their scheduled departure. The University of Minnesota women's gymnastics team is heading to the NCAA Final Four for the first time in program history. The Golden Gophers finished second at last night's evening session at the championship meet. This is MNN.